escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp. Driven by Forest River RV, by Camper World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Hugh, we're back. Eagles training camp is underway. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing? You see, I got my you see what I did.
Yeah, that cup's almost gone already.
No, it's almost gone, man. They saw me coming. They was like, Mr. Douglas, what took you so long? They knew I was coming.
We had a cup waiting for you.
Yes. But, man, it's finally here. Football season is finally here. The people are here, man, and it's kind of warm.
Well, it's July. It's late July.
Yeah. It's kind of warm.
Yeah, that's
I got sweat under my man boots.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I was out there. Yeah. You're not the only one. Hugh, we are back. The Eagles are back. We have a lot to get to today. Scheduled today to join us after practice as the Eagles are on the field right now stretching for their first practice of the summer. Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith going to join the show later on today. We're excited to talk to those guys, defending Super Bowl champions. Elliot will join us. He has his notepad, so he's shorting those interceptions.
Oh, and he had his nice – you see his kit? Oh,
of course.
Oh, he had a nice kit on today.
Elliot's ready.
Clean.
He's got his soccer jersey on. He's ready. We're ready. And here we're going to start to find out today if the Eagles are ready to defend this crown. 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we get into everything today, and we just got to hear Sirianni and Howie speak to kind of jump, you know, start this thing off. Hugh, what's the feeling for you coming here? You know, you live this life. Like the first day at camp feeling, but also – first day of camp as we watch a defending Super Bowl champion.
Butterflies. I mean, it's a different aura around here, obviously. You know what was funny is that when I walked around and I went to, you know, coming in, I got here a little bit early and I'm just walking around the building a little bit. And I didn't go into every room. But the one thing that I noticed almost immediately, the people that I came in contact with, nobody had on their Super Bowl ring. Nobody. And I think that's a testament to being focused on the upcoming season and putting that behind you, because – and it has to be hard to do because you just got the ring Friday, you know, and you got it Friday. You turn around and Wednesday, you're back to work to get ready for the next one. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know – I think back to when A.J. – you remember when A.J. after the game, he said he was unsettled and everything like that?
Yeah, his post right after the Super Bowl.
And he got a lot of heat for that.
It was almost as if he wasn't satisfied.
Yeah, he got a lot of heat for that. And, you know, people were like, well, revel in it and da-da-da-da-da. I kind of get what he meant now. You know what I mean? Because you just see the fruits of your labor Friday, and next week you're back to work, and you're supposed to act like it hasn't happened. You know what I mean? And to be honest, thinking about what he said, he probably won't get to enjoy this until he's done playing. You know what I mean? Because you got to – like the standard has been set, and we have to get – people are ready for the next one. The fans are ready for the next one. You know, people are already talking about repeat, back-to-back, going back-to-back.
Well, as they should.
Well, that's the reality. Yeah, that's the reality. That's the world we live in, man.
Well, and they bring back one of the best teams in the NFL, and that's a reality. You know, here's what struck me this morning. So, Hugh, we were over by the media tent, and we were waiting for Sirianni to do his press conference, and Howie came out with him. And I felt a different presence to both of them. I mean, Howie's won before, right? Howie's been doing this a long time, and he's one of the best ever to do what he does. But I just sensed, as Sirianni walked by us, a different kind of Sirianni, more of a confidence in his step. Look, the guy's got a new contract. He's a Super Bowl champion now. Clearly, his way works, right? I questioned his way. His way works. Nick Sirianni is a Super Bowl champion. And I feel like this team is laser focused to do it again. 215-592-9494. And I heard the morning show today. Here they were talking about the different pitfalls, right? Like things that could get in their way to repeating. And they were talking about injuries and the schedule. If there's one thing that I am not worried about, I mean, you're always concerned about injuries, right? That's football. The schedule is way tougher. That's part of the reality of being a first-place team and just this year with the divisions they play. One thing I'm not worried about in the slightest is a Super Bowl hangover with this football team. I feel like they have the right temperament. I feel like they have the right people. They have the right GM. They have a coach that I think preaches this stuff every day. We used to have fun with his core values, and we still will. But I think there's something real about he's pretty consistent, and every day we got to start from scratch, and I think that's going to work. And, Hugh, I see a team that has a ton of players that played at huge schools, and I think that matters. Right? Like, if you play at Nowhere University, you never won anything, like, you might not know how to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of Georgia and Alabama kids. Like, at Georgia and Alabama, I mean, you lived that when you were on Atlanta. Like, those kids won one year, and then they had to come back the next year and win again. Like, they're used to doing it and then trying to do it again. I like that about this team. Hugh, I'm not concerned about a hangover, though, to be fair, 8 years ago, I think a lot of people here weren't concerned about a hangover, and that team that won the first Eagles Super Bowl, 2017, that next year was a hangover. Hugh, are you concerned at all about a hangover as we start this thing?
Yes. Yes, I am, for a bunch of different reasons, because I know you brought up the Georgia kids and what they won, the Alabama kids and everything like that. This is on another level. I know college football, I've never played in a division that garnered that much attention. You know, I played at a smaller school, so it was never like that. But here's the reality of what this team is dealing with. You've had success. And people that haven't had success want to be in close proximity to others that have had success. And the unfortunate thing about that is, you're like look at it, like, say, just pick a random player. He's a planet. And all these other planets are orbiting him, right? His gravitational pull gets greater after you win a Super Bowl. Now you have all these other people trying to get into your space, you know? And that's where the problem comes, because you're probably going to be in, hopefully you have a tight circle that, you know, you have people around you that can, you know, see these people coming a mile away and help you out. But a lot of times, a lot of guys don't, man. They don't. And it's unfortunate, because sometimes it could be people that are already in your circle that look at you differently, and you have to deal with that. That's the unfortunate thing about that. And this is that you have to lock in. You got to lock in. And you have to act like you haven't won anything. And you're talking about on a 53-man roster, having all 53 guys on the same page. That's kind of hard to do. So there are some concerns there. Not saying it can't be done. Not saying that it can't be done. But there is some concern there, definitely.
215-592-9494. I mean, it's obviously a challenge. I mean, this doesn't happen often. The Chiefs had just done it before the Eagles knocked them off, trying to go for a three-peat. Before that, it had been a while since the Patriots back then. I mean, it's clearly one of the more challenging things to do in all of sports is to win back-to-back Super Bowls. But I'm not worried about a hangover aspect of it. If the Eagles aren't quite as good as last year, if they have more injuries, if the schedule just proves to be so hard that they end up being a 2 or 3 seed instead of a 1 seed, like, that's all part of the reality of the NFL.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be surprised if I sit here in the middle of September and say they look hungover to me. That will surprise me. It wouldn't surprise you. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Are you concerned at all about a hangover with this team as they try to defend a title? All right, let's hear from Sirianni this morning, his press conference. This stood out as the Eagles come into camp, and one of those questions always come up. Who's hurt? Who's on the pup? We found out this morning it's only N'Kobe Dean. Is everyone in shape? I thought this was a really cool answer from Sirianni on how these guys came into camp and the kind of shape they're in.
Yeah, I think the guys have worked hard to get put themselves in position to start camp. So all the guys came back in really good shape, weighing what they're supposed to weigh, doing really well on the conditioning test. And that's what camp's for, too. You know, I know these guys worked hard to be ready for that, but we'll do a lot of things that, you know, through the in the weight room, on the practice field, that are going to emphasize that conditioning. I think it's very clear the way we want to play football, with great physicality, with great detail, with great effort. There's no substitute there. You have to be in great shape. So we'll continue to push these guys to be in great shape, and I think we're off to a good start based off the conditioning test yesterday.
Well, speaking of shape, Hugh, you pointed out to me you saw Jordan Davis, and he looked like he was in good shape.
He looks what they say, felt. I text Ike, and I said, dog, he looked lean. He looks real lean. And that's, you know, just talking to some guys that, you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to make a conscious effort to control his weight at a younger age. Because as you get older, Joe, and me and you have had this conversation, I talk about it. Like, if you don't want your weight going up and down. You want to try to stay. It's like a flying a plane. You don't want it to take off and then land again because it burns more fuel. So you just want to try to keep it steady. He looks good, man. He looks good. And I know it's not lost on me that this is a contract year for
well,
him.
Well, they picked up the option, but yeah. But this is the year that determines does he get a long-term deal. I mean, it's a huge year.
It's not, you know, old heads know that. We talked about that. Man, we chopped that up a little bit. But you have to show them that you're serious about being here and being in shape. He looks good, man. He looks good. He looks like he's ready to go. Now he needs to just put it together on
yep.
the field.
And stay that way. And the fact they all passed the conditioning test tells me physically they're ready to go. I also like this morning from Sirianni. He was asked a question, hey, does it feel different, like being at camp? Because to me, he was kind of walking around like he had more confidence to himself, as he should. But does it feel different entering a camp as a Super Bowl champion? I love this answer from Sirianni this morning.
Feels the same, right? You got a lot of steps to go and daily work to put in. So, you know, every year at the training camp feels the same. You're not looking back. You're not looking forward. You're solely focused on today and how we can get better today. And so when you have that mindset, when you have that focus that we want to have as a football team, that's how everyone should be feeling, is, hey, how am I getting better today? Not thinking about anything else.
See, that's it. Like, all those little cliches that Sirianni did in the past, like, now they hit a little different now as a Super Bowl champion. And he's right. They got to start from scratch. It starts right now as they're on the practice field. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about a Super Bowl hangover for the Philadelphia Eagles? I mean, the reality is they did have one 8 years ago. The first Super Bowl championship, the next year, they started slow. I mean, they looked like they were in one of those malaises. I think they've learned from it as an organization with Howie. And I think they're more ready for it with this group of players than they were 8 years ago. 215-592-9494. Kyle, back in the studio. What are you feeling? Camp has arrived. The Eagles are back on the practice field. Are you worried about a hangover?
No. I mean, I feel like Hugh's attacking this thing as though it's a roster full of Hugh Douglases, full of young Hugh Douglases showing
See,
up to camp.
If it was, I would pick him to go 5-12.
Why don't we start the show with me catching straight?
Fat and happy, chasing Carlos Stokes. There's no way they'd repeat.
You're Jason the one Carlos all offseason talking about DMs and all this stuff. These guys aren't worried about that, Hugh.
I didn't piss Kyle off early.
Well, no.
Because the guy's ready for a repeat, and you're like,
I'm feeling good. Camp has started. You guys are out there. I'm not, but it's like hope springs eternal, as Hugh Douglas likes to say. I just think they have the right group put together, like starting from the top, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, the messaging from those guys. And then even just A.J. Brown, like immediately after the Super Bowl, talking about how he's hungry to dominate again. I just think
that hit different now.
That's the kind of group that they have out there. So, I'm kind of with Joe. Like, I worry more about, you know, injuries regressing back to the mean, the schedule being a little bit harder, and even some of the losses on the defense. But in terms of, like, a Super Bowl hangover, I mean, you heard Coach, man. They're working hard. They showed up to their conditioning tests all pristine. Everything's looking good right now.
They didn't get fluffy like Hugh Douglas 1996.
Can I just say, you know, injuries and all the other stuff is part of the hangover, right? Because you don't have the time.
I just feel like that's part of any season in the NFL.
You know what I mean? You don't have the time to recover.
I understand your point on that.
You know what I mean?
Yes. So my bigger concerns are the schedule.
I just feel like Kyle wanted to attack me.
Well, I mean, you know.
Because we've been on the same page the last couple days.
Yeah, well, it's about to go the other way.
You know what I mean? It's got to go the other way.
Well, Well, it is a fair point. If they had a roster full of young Hugh Douglases, I mean, I would pick them to miss the playoffs. I mean, that
listen,
young Hugh Douglas wasn't built for a repeat.
I ain't trying to call nobody out, but we got a lot of young cats on here.
Yeah, but are they
that all of a sudden they found, like what they say after the dog gets a year old and his testes drop, they drop. I tried to not say it like that, but I said it.
What are you doing?
I'm trying, but you like listen.
I get it.
Folks know what I'm talking about,
and
they have a little bit more bravado. They probably like, and with that comes, you know, you have a little bit more swagger in the club, and you're a little bit bolder.
Sure.
So you might go slide in the Megan Thee Stallion's DMs or somebody like that.
Oh boy.
You might shoot your shot. You just won a Super Bowl ring. You trying to holler at the top? You trying to holler at the top notch?
But you're missing an important factor here.
What?
They all passed their conditioning test, which I believe you failed in 1996.
I didn't fail it because before
they sent you home.
They didn't let me go home.
They didn't let you go.
They made me stay.
Because you were fluffy.
No, listen, Joe. They knew I wasn't gonna pass, so they was like, "Dog, don't even worry about it. You just can't go. You got to stay." I had to stay. But I got right before the season started.
Yeah, but you weren't as good as you were your first year. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about a Super Bowl hangover for the Philadelphia Eagles? Training camp is underway. Practice is happening right in front of us. Go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Champ Camp Wednesday. Good morning, Chris.
Chris!
Happy hump day, man.
What's up, Chris?
Oh, it's Wednesday?
It is Wednesday, yeah.
Damn.
You forgot what day it was?
No, you know me. I don't pay attention to that.
Hugh, real quick, before we get into this, let's be honest. They didn't send you home, and they kept you there, and what they did is they put your big ass on a treadmill.
Man, they put me on a treadmill. They put
a
me
diet.
On a diet. Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, they're like, dude, all those snacks, no, they're gone.
No.
Here's some healthy apples and oranges for you, Mr. Douglas.
Man, I tell you, I was mad, too.
So, guys, I'm not worried about a hangover. Not at all. Let's look at this, the leaders of the team. So Jalen is definitely a guy that he's already put this in the rearview mirror, and he's all about keeping the main thing the main thing. He went out there, man. He hung out with Jordan. He picked Jordan's brain. You know, I mean, he's going to be locked in. Saquon, we know what Saquon is. Dude, this guy is back in the gym again. He's doing what needs to be done so that he can ensure he's peak physical performance and ready to go. He is definitely not a guy that settles for anything, which – not surprising, you know, since he's Nittany Lion. You know, he's
there post, it is. He's, yeah, and now football season is back. We're getting the Nittany Lions thrown in.
AJ already told us in his own little unique way that, look, the cup is not full. He didn't get out of that Super Bowl what he thought he would. I mean, who knows? Maybe he went with you and he's got a Bucky's cup, but all the better for us that it can be filled. I'm good with that.
Put some Ritas in the Bucky's cup.
Put some leaders in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. That's you, man. Can't be taking a Bucky's cup everywhere with you. Vic Fangio, guys, the defense, there's no way this guy's going to let them rest on their laurels. And Hugh's already talked about this a lot because Hugh's big into defense and how it truly matters. And he said he's going to level up this defense that we just saw phase one next year. They're going to continue to expand out with the players that they bring in and the guys that they learn to scheme. So this defense is going to have something new. So they don't have no time to be resting on their laurels and taking it easy, all right? So, you know, I'm with you. The defense is going to lead the charge because it's the most important function on this team.
Well, at least someone around here is willing to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
guys, you know what? This is beautiful. I love today. And I love that you, like, what is going on now because football is right around the corner. You could smell it. And you know what? The midday show, a.k.a. the muscle show, this is my team, all right? This is why I love being part of this team because what we do is we bring in on phone lines opponents like Cowgirl Jimmy and listen about his little, you know, Dallas nonsense where, you know, this year I think Jerry's going to may break the bank and open his mouth one too many times.
Oh, Hugh's been predicting this for years. Yeah, we'll get to what it's another thing Jerry said. We're reaching. It's like when you step on ice and it's about to crack. The whole thing's about to break there.
We all see it. We're all gathering around just to watch what's about to happen. And then you know what? And now we got our new caller. We got San Diego Charger Aaron that's going to call in with his Charger nonsense and you know talk about his great team and how trashy they are. I love it all, guys. But you know what? To those two losers,
Charger Boy and Little Cowboy Jimmy, you need to understand that this station, WIP, belongs to the Eagles!
Well, that's for sure. Chris, good phone call. I was waiting for the first Eagles chant on a day that camp opens here. 215-592-9494. All right, do you have any concern at all about a hangover off the Super Bowl? The Eagles are on the practice field. They're right in front of us right now. We'll get to Hugh's initial observations of camp. I have one. There's something out there I don't remember before. There's something different I've never seen before on the field. What we're noticing from the guys on the practice field, any concern at all about a hangover? Where do you come down? I don't. I think they're built for this in a way they weren't when they won it in 2017. I'm not concerned about a hangover. Hugh is. What a lot of guys experience a different kind of offseason. 215-592-9494. Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell slated to join us later in the show. We're live at Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, there it is. Nick Sirianni. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV Sales, Service Parts, and Accessories. All right, practice is happening on the field in front of us right now. A little 11-on-11. After practice, we are scheduled to have Nolan Smith and Quinyon Mitchell join the show. Elliot Shore Parks as well. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Are you worried? Are you concerned at all about a Super Bowl hangover with this team defending their crown? I'm not. Hugh does have some concerns about it. Where do you come down? All right, Hugh, before we go to the phones, some early observations of practice happening in front of us. The first thing I want to note before you tell us what you're seeing out there is Jalen Carter is not practicing. So will not practice. So an update we got this morning from Sirianni and Howie: N'Kobe Dean will start training camp on the PUP list. That we kind of knew was coming, right? Mm-hmm. He had the major surgery last January, so N'Kobe's going to be down a while. They did tell us this morning that Jihad Campbell, who we're all wondering, like, when is he going to be ready? He is practicing in a limited capacity, so he's not on the PUP list. So that's good. So he's out there. We'll see how quickly he moves along. So that's what we learned before practice. Hugh, since practice began, we learned that Jalen Carter, due to a shoulder, according to the team, is not practicing today. So those were the updates injury-wise. The Carter thing certainly has my antenna up, like, first day, you're not out there, shoulder. So we'll see what this is and if it's serious or minor, whatever. I'm guessing it's not serious, but we'll find that out. Hugh, what struck you so far just watching a little bit of the first practice?
Well, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is out there, which we thought that would be the case, mm-hmm. seeing him running around, and it's just, you know, just having flashbacks of his pop. If his pop lives, he way faster than you, dog. Like, he moves so much better than he used to move. But, no, he looks good, man. And just seeing the young guys play, like, the first day of practice, everybody's moving fast.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited, you know, the first day of camp, you know, all of that other good stuff. So, yeah, it looks, for the most part, looked pretty good out there today.
The first thing I noticed, just looking at the 11-on-11 in front of us, was Jalix Hunt out there with the ones.
Yeah.
Hugh, Jalix could play a big role this year, right? We expect Nolan to be their primary edge rusher, like their most important edge rusher. But they lost Josh Sweat. They lost Brandon Graham. I know they brought Aziz Ojulari in and Josh Uche. We'll see what those guys give. But Jalix Hunt came on down the stretch last year.
Yeah, it did. And it's probably his, you know, Brandon's gone. You know, and you know, you have to take advantage of the reps that are giving you. Now, granted, things might change when you talk about Jahai Campbell when he gets ready to practice. You know, Jalen Carter's out there. But when you're out there, man, you got to flash. That's the most important thing you got to do, Joe, is when you get your reps, make sure you're locked in, you know what you're supposed to do, and you try to make plays when you're out there.
The other thing, right before we came back in this segment, they did a little dump. Jalen tried to throw, and then he pumped, and he dumped it off to Saquon, and then he spun and ran. Hugh, there's something different about Saquon when he runs compared to every other player. It's just like he moves, and I mean, you see this at games, you see it on TV. At practice, you could see it too. He just moves at a different speed than everyone. Even, like, they're going 70%, right? Like, they're not, this is not 100%. This is their first practice. He just, when he puts his foot in the ground and runs, it's just like, he looks like a track star.
It's a fluid movement. Saquon's about, what, 230 pounds?
I would think around that, 225, 230.
That's why it looks weird to you, Joe, because most guys that big don't move.
Of course,
like that.
Yeah.
And it's I guess the word effortless motion. I think that's the word that I want to use when you talk about that. Like his motions is fluid. He moves like a smaller guy. He moves like a Devontae Smith.
Except you know, he's like, 50 pounds bigger.
Yeah, but he's bigger. That's what it is, Joe, because it's almost like when he see like in that vision that I talk about all the time that I have that y'all don't seem to grasp for the most part.
I mean, you don't show that.
But he it's almost like the anticipation of where the hole's going to be has great anticipation, all of that. Yeah, that's what you see.
The other thing that I noticed here at the NovaCare Complex, and for anyone out there that has the chance to come to one of these practices, I know they have different people that get to come every day, right? It's not like the old days at Lehigh. But you notice they installed that TV. There's like a huge big screen TV. See that? Behind the players, like the players.
You can see that. Okay, I see.
I mean, it's not huge from where we are, but
I can see it. You know what, Joe?
Like the practice is televised here. I think it's for the people that really can't see where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I never saw that before. It's almost like if you go to the open practice and then they have the big screen at the link with the you can watch some of it if you can't see it.
Yeah.
They have that here. You see it now?
No, I see it. No, it was just funny because, you know, with this screen in front of me, I didn't notice it.
Yeah,
but
that wasn't here last
year. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you worried about a Super Bowl hangover with this team as they begin the start of trying to defend this thing and win it again? Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
I'm surprised, Joe. You're usually on the other side of this argument.
Well, yeah, I'm usually the more pessimistic one, but yeah, I mean, Jay, if I'm going to be pessimistic, I got to have better reasons than a hangover for this team, like injuries and schedule. All right, the losses on defense, but I just think they have the right mentality to do this. And you know, I think back to 2018, and it felt like that team didn't have it. This team has it.
Now, come September, if they start out like they did last year, I don't want to hear any Super Bowl hangover talk out of you.
Well, I don't expect to say it, but I can't promise. You know me.
Okay. So I'm slightly worried only because there just is a lot of distraction when you win like that. I mean, there just is. And as hard as it is, or you know, these guys have people pulling on them. It's kind of like winning the lottery, like when you win a big lottery. I've never done that, but I've heard stories. All of a sudden, people come out of the woodwork. Oh, hey, help me out. You know, do this, do that. Everybody wants a piece of it. And it kind of reminds me of that situation. The thing I have most concern with is the schedule. They don't play two home games back-to-back this year, if I'm correct.
No
you
back-to-back.
Are. Yeah, no back-to-backs, which is rare. I've never seen it before. And, Jeff, and not only that, with that, the schedule, they also – they just happen to play what I think might be the two toughest divisions this year, or two of the three toughest, right? They have to play the AFC West, and they all might – I mean, there's obviously one great team and two other good ones in there. And they play the NFC West, which typically is good, with the Rams and the Niners probably bounce back. Like, that's tough. That just in itself is tough.
Yeah, well, even just the travel, you're going to probably travel to two of those four games, I'm guessing. I don't know. I haven't looked at the schedule all the way. It's just going to be, like I said, that as good as they are, which I still think are the best team in the league, something like that could derail them a little bit.
Could. Yeah, it could. I misspoke. It's the NFC North they play. They play the Rams, but then they play the whole North, right? The Lions, Packers.
Oh, that's right.
Vikings, Bears. So I think they're playing the two toughest divisions, AFC West, NFC North. Those kind of things, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Those make it harder. I mean, it's going to be harder in a lot of ways this year. Hugh, we do have an observation I want to throw at you.
What you got, Joe?
Well, I saw Elliot just posted this, and we'll have Elliot on the show later to give us all his takes from today. But Cooper DeJean, according to Elliot, was at safety with the first team defense.
Okay.
What do you make?
Moving people around. First day of camp. Just want to see how everybody goes. You know, Sidney Brown's still hurt too, right?
Well, he's not hurt, but I remember when Vic spoke about it last time, he basically said last year was kind of a lost year because I think people view Sidney as he was in this defense all last year, but the way Vic kind of explained it in spring, yeah, he was here, but he wasn't, like, practicing every day. So, I mean, that safety position, Hewitt, next to, obviously Blankenship's going to start, but next to Blankenship, it's pretty wide open.
The more you can do, Joe. Yeah. The more you can do, and the more versatile you are. And then we just got Makuba back there. Maybe he might slide in the slot. Who knows? I mean, I like the fact that they're working on versatility this early in the season. You know, you talk about Jalen Hunt being out there first day. Like, if you can show that you're like a Swiss Army knife, mm-hmm. then that's great for you. That's great for you and what this team is trying to do, because now the thing that it does when you're as versatile as like that, you don't have to pull people off the field. You know what I mean? It say, for instance, you got Makuba out there and he's playing corner and something happens and you have to slide somebody over or whatever. You got guys that are versatile enough, they can do that. Or if you get caught, say you get caught in the defense, you don't want to be in. And say Makuba can play corner,
which he did a little bit at Texas.
Yeah, and you slide, or he can go to the slot, and you slide Cooper DeJean to the safety or something like that. You know, like all types of things. It helps you out tremendously as a defense.
The fact that they have this versatility with Cooper is huge. I mean, that was part of, like, it depends on how you look at it, right? Some people thought, well, what's his position when he came out of Iowa? It's like, is he a corner? Is he a safety? Is he a slot?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think Vic looks at it the right way. Like, he could do all these things. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But first team defense this morning had Cooper DeJean at safety. Dominic in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dom?
Yo, guys. What's going on?
What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Oh, man. I'm very, very, like, kind of torn. I don't think the hangover is what I'm worried about. I would say no for that. But I would say there's three things I'm worried about. You guys just touched on the safeties. That's definitely one of them. I would say the second would probably be our offensive line, like, injuries. Like, who's the backups? You know, are we deep this year? Like, I know last year we felt like we were pretty deep, but now with, like, you know, us coming out of the Super Bowl and everything going right, I'm just almost waiting for, like, something to drop. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, who's the backup quarterback if Jalen goes down? Like, the injury thing is a big deal. And then the third one is, how are we going to respond to any type of adversity? You know what I mean? Like, it seemed like last year, you know, whenever we lost the game where it was, like, a tough, like, we already had a good enough record and success. Like, what if we come out slow? What if we, you know, struggle early? Like, is this team going to be able to handle that? With kind of having so much success. Like, that's kind of my feel.
So the hangover.
Well, I guess maybe. It is a hangover. I'm trying to talk. The more I talk about it here, the more I am kind of maybe.
Well, because, listen, let me help you out a little bit, because I think a lot of people feel the way that you feel. And I'm here to teach. No, I'm serious, bro, because when you think of, like, hangover is everything that we're talking about. It's in a nutshell. It could be injuries. It could be the people that are in your orbit, new people that are in your orbit. It could be a bunch of different things. So, yeah, that's the thing. Think about it like this. this team benefited tremendously last year because, number one, they didn't have a whole lot of injuries. That derailed everything.
Yeah, and the ones they had were short-term. When they lost Lane for a couple weeks or AJ for 3 weeks in September.
Yes.
Nothing that was like, oh, he's gone for the year.
Yes, and a lot of times when, this is the intangible that I don't think people think of. Time.
Yeah.
When you talk about time, think about the last game that they played compared to the games that all the other NFL teams have played, the playoff teams and the teams that didn't do anything.
They basically played an extra month.
They played an extra month. Remember, like when LeBron, they talk about how much more basketball LeBron has played than anybody else. It's the same thing. It's the wear and tear on your body. Your body, now you're in a situation where your body is not accustomed to having the rest that it once had because you didn't go to playoffs, especially a guy like Saquon. Now you take the two weeks off in February. The time that you work out is not as extended because you've been doing all this, that, and the third. So that's a part of the hangover. So, we're on the same page. Yeah.
No, and here's the other thing. I just want to bring another point. It's a good point there, Hugh. I'm going to say, I don't know if you guys saw this or if you were going to get to it, but the quote from Miles Sanders on Saquon Barkley had me fall out of my chair yesterday reading it. Did you guys see that?
You know, I saw something, and I wasn't sure if it was real, so I wanted to make sure
it's
before
not.
We talked about it. Okay.
The Miles Sanders.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It just didn't seem to me like something, just what we knew about Miles when he was here. I was surprised when I saw it, but I know what you're talking about.
I'm looking for anything for the Cowboys to come out and start chirping, because I'm telling you right now.
Well, they will.
That they are frauds again this year.
Yeah, and they're going to seven wins is their ceiling. They're going to win seven games. Yeah,
you have got to be smoking something.
Well, and then you got the owner who doesn't even know what Micah Parsons' name is, which is amazing. Dom, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hugh, you mentioned that is something. I mean, that of when you talk about the pitfalls, right, and things that could trip this team up or more challenges than last year, those extra games, those do add up. And you think about it from the guys that were rookies last year, right? You talk about how their bodies aren't maybe used to this.
Yeah.
For Jalen Hurts now, A.J. Brown, they've done this a few times. Right? Yeah. They've gone all the way through the playoffs. But think about Quinion, and I have to look it up.
Played a lot of football in his first season
right.
in the NFL.
And at Toledo, my guess is maybe they had a 12 or 13-game schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the Eagles played, what, 21 football games?
Yes.
17, and then that's a big jump. It's almost like, you know, we do this in baseball when a pitcher pitches a lot more innings one year or the next. You mm-hmm. wonder how their arm's going to respond when they come back from that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot. I mean, to go from, like, for the guys that were rookies, Cooper, Quinion, Hunt, to go from playing 12 games, whatever it was in college, to then play 21 football games, that is a big difference.
And I will say this. The recovery technology, and when I say that, what I mean is, like, the supplements that we take, the legal supplements, the food that they're probably eating, everything the Eagles do is probably geared towards them recovering and getting out there and being better players.
Right.
So, I mean, but you just never know. Those are those unquantifiable intangibles that I talk about when I say those things and hangover. Because, you know, your body as a younger person that played this much football might not respond the way that you wanted to because it's still trying to recover, you know. So it's a lot that goes into this, man. But I will say this. Just talking to some of the guys and seeing – like some of the younger guys, they seem like they're pretty focused.
That's what it comes down to for me. So all those things you brought up, they're all fair and they're all reasons why it's going to be harder. And, you know, Dom brought up, well, how do they respond if they have a losing streak? And he didn't see it last year. Well, that's because they didn't. I mean, after September, they basically didn't lose. I mean, just the reason you don't have a frame of reference for, like, last year's team and bouncing back from tough stretches, they didn't have any. I mean, they lost one football game from the end – I think it was like September 29th until the Super Bowl. They lost one game. So, that, of course, we didn't have any sort of frame of reference of how do they bounce back. Because they only had to bounce back like once, the month of September. That was a tough month, and then they just took off. So this will probably be different. They're probably going to have the whole thing is going to be probably way more challenging this year in a lot of ways. But you mentioned the mentality. That's what has me to have the most confidence. They all seem locked in. I like that they don't act like they won the Super Bowl, even though they did. I think that's probably been
beating their head,
which is great.
Into the
and
heads,
that's credit
man.
To Sirianni
yeah.
And a lot of the programs these guys came from in college.
Listen, and I stand on business when I say he's still a bubblehead coach, but he's the right bubblehead coach for this team because I think that's important, man. When you talk about, you know,
he's our
somebody,
bubblehead. Here.
Yeah, well, yeah, somebody that has figured out a way to get everybody rowing in one direction. That's what Coach Sirianni has done. If it was by cutting his hair or whatever it was, he has them rowing in the same direction.
What's amazing is 1 year ago we sat here and
we ridiculed him.
And there were so many questions about, I mean, I was on pins and needles about how last year would go before the season started based on the way the 1 year before ended and him and Hurts and all. That's all, like, it seems like so far away.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody and I forgot about, like, just that quick, I forgot about the Desai year and the Matt Patricia debacle.
We all tried.
Like Mike, you feel me, Mike? Because Mike Angelini sent me out and he's like, yeah. Dog, it's amazing how, because of the run that they went on.
It feels like forever ago.
Somebody asked me, say, what about the year when, you know, they changed coordinator? I was like, oh, snap.
It wasn't that long ago.
I forgot about that. Like, and I'm like, damn, you're right. But here's the thing. And this is how I view Coach Sirianni. He's unorthodox. That's the nice word that I'm going to use. I'm not going to say bubblehead anymore. I'm going to use unorthodox.
Oh, wow, you're growing.
For the sake of this conversation.
This is a monumental moment
because,
on the show.
Because think about it like this. The reason why we didn't like Coach Sirianni, or we felt some kind of way about Coach Sirianni, because he wasn't what we're used to. He's not a Bill Belichick. He's not a Bill Parcells. He's not a Bill Walsh.
And before you continue, even Doug, Doug skewed some goofy, but
yeah.
Doug was a former player. So
yes.
We always fall back on, well, he was
played
a player.
He played the game.
He's a quarterback, right? And Nick didn't play in the league. Like, so there was, I mean, I doubted him from the jump.
Yeah, he was a goofy. And, but here's the thing that I try to tell people is that our era is our era. And things that were done a certain way in our era, sometimes they don't apply to the new era. That's why Sprewell, the coach, because he wasn't with all that yelling and stuff. Nick Sirianni has found a way to get these guys is why. You know, we always talk about what is your why. He's figured out their why. And they've rallied around their coach, and they love him to death. I would be hard-pressed. You would be hard-pressed to find anybody that have anything that played for Nick Sirianni to say anything bad about him.
I agree. And I think he has the right mentality to try to get this thing back up and running and climb that mountain again. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Let me cook for a minute, all right?
All right.
I want to say something, right? All right. This is what I want to say. All right. This season, I think, is going to be a statement season for the Eagles, right? You know, about, you know, all this talk about Jalen, he can't do this. It was more Saquon. I think it's going to be
it was more Saquon. I mean, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, it was. You know, but I think this season is going to be different because it's going to be more balanced as far as, you know, like I said last year, bringing back the Smash Mouth, right? I think that's going to open up the offense so the passing could get going. I think Dotson going to get more involved, Goddard. Everybody's going to get involved as far as the offense. And like I said, it's all about the play calling, right? And this is another thing. Everybody keep talking about, you know, we're going to see Patrick Mahomes again. They left us, you know, a sad look in their face or whatever. But I think it's going to be Baltimore. You know why?
It could be. Well, I mean, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, Will. ESPN did the rankings of all the rosters. They had Baltimore 1, Eagles 2. Baltimore's, I think they're the overall favorite right now to win the Super Bowl.
Right. And the reason why I say is because, like, it's like both of the teams is, like, equal. You know what I mean? They got one of the best running backs and one of the best scrambling quarterbacks, just like Jalen. And I think it's going to be a different season this season. And I think that's going to be the matchup for the Super Bowl.
Well, it certainly could be, Will. So are you worried about a hangover, or you think he's crazier?
No, it ain't no hangover, man. I really think that we're going to make a statement this season, man. I really do. And let me say this about Kepler. You know,
Kepler.
You know, saying all this about, you know, Kepler. You know,
what we're talking about? Like
because
said,
he had a home run players. Last night, you're hot. You're back on Max Kepler?
Yeah. Listen, I love players, man. And I know what I've been saying.
Speak your truth, listen, Will. Speak your truth.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
The thing is, man, like I said, this season is destined, man. And I think that the owner and the team deserve it, man. And he kept the team together for a reason.
Yeah, but that's
and
not I Kepler. Really, but what does Kepler have to do with the core of the Phillies?
All right, okay. But because, like I said, man, like, y'all don't see – I see something in this guy, man. And
Max
he's
Kepler? I see a guy, that should be DFA'd.
You're going to hear his name a whole lot.
I want to hear the notification go by DFA.
That's what happens when you let him go on for too long.
Yeah, that's my fault. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are you concerned about an Eagles Super Bowl hangover? Practice is underway. Practice. When it ends, when Eagles practice ends today, we're scheduled to have Nolan Smith and Quinyon Mitchell on the show with us today. Elliot later on with his notepad. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about an Eagles Super Bowl hangover? Yes or no? Hugh is. I don't feel that. I feel like the Eagles have the right mentality for this. And we'll react to last night. The Phillies win. Yes, Kepler hit a home run. The story is Christopher Sanchez, though. Dominant, complete game effort against the Red Sox. That's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio, 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.